Well, residents affected by this weekend's Great Ocean Road bushfires are counting the cost after having returned briefly to their properties. 116 were destroyed by the blaze, which swept through the towns of Wye River and Separation Creek on Christmas Day. The acting opposition leader, Tanya Plibersek, has paid tribute to emergency workers fighting the fires.
Our thoughts go to the families who've lost their homes, and also our thanks go to those emergency services personnel and volunteers who've been helping evacuate families to keep communities safe.
Frank Buchanan is mayor of Colac Otway Shire, which includes Wye River and Separation Creek. Frank Buchanan, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Give us a sense of what the affected area looks like. What kind of scene have residents returned to?
I've been on a couple of bus trips and had a look, and it's spasmodic, but it's a disaster. You know, there's areas where whole ridges of homes have gone, and going in the bus with people who have lost homes, it's just there's a look of shock. There's quiet in the bus, and they're grieving at the moment.
Did people say anything, or is it just total silence as they go back to their homes?
No, they eventually loosened up a bit on the bus trip back, and then we talked to the different agencies who were there to help, you know, Red Cross and counselling people, and generally their friends were there to help them as well. So it's a real case of our community banding together and helping one another. It's a great story.
And you must all be pretty thankful, despite the terrible loss of property. Nobody lost their lives. How pleased are you with the work of the firefighters?
Oh, it's fantastic. I think it was a fire plan that gave everybody enough chance to leave, and I think everybody's done that. There was only a few people stayed right in the caravan park, but it's good to see that there's some maturity in the understanding of fire, and that's why people have left and they've lived, so it's really great.
Some people stayed in the caravan park during the fires.
Yeah, there was a few people stayed there, but that wasn't touched, and wouldn't have been the choice of they were asked to leave, but they said no, they weren't going. They stayed and they're okay, but could have been a disaster as well. But look, full praise for our council staff, all the other emergency services that are on the fire line. It's just been a whole banding together of all the people that are involved in operating the fire.
Mm-mm. And towns along the Great Ocean Road, particularly at this time of year, are normally heaving with visitors. Over the weekend, we've heard that the Falls Music Festival, which starts today, has been relocated closer to Melbourne. How much of a blow has this disaster been to the tourism sector in southwest Victoria?
Oh, look, it is. It's absolutely shocking, but there's a whole range of things happening together. We can still access the coast. You can come inland to Apollo Bay and Lawn. And you can go along the Great Ocean Road to Warrnambool. So, we're open for business and welcoming people that do come. So that's really got to be said up front. We're open for business. So there's no problem with that. There's no danger. It's safe. But the other thing that's happening, we still have a fire going. So the road cannot be opened until it's safe to do so. There's a huge amount of emergency service vehicles. So you can't have them mixed up with tourists or locals. That would be a disaster in itself. So until that fire is actually either out or safe, the road won't open.
So it's still difficult for tourists to access it. People who may want to see the 12 Apostles and so on, it's still restricted?
No, quite easy to see the 12 Apostles. They can come down through Colac to the coast. They can come along the coast from Warrnambool. They can come from Birragara or Geelong End and come through the Otway National Park to Apollo Bay direct. Everybody's here, nothing's affected. So easy to get to the 12 Apostles, no trouble at all.
So, Frank, going back to Wye River, more than a third of Wye River was wiped out. What comes next for these homeowners? How do they begin the road to recovery?
We draw a big, deep breath, I think. We've got a huge amount of work to do in the recovery phase. The relief phase is almost coming to a close now, but the recovery phase, the Premier will be there today and we'll discuss preliminary action to really crank up what needs to be done. So until the fire goes out, nothing, or maybe a quick look at an assessment of some of the properties, but there will need to be a really coordinated and fast action to demolished the 100-odd houses that are gone. It's just a mess.
Yeah. And are people talking about different housing design yet? Any sort of, like, fire resistance being built in?
Much too soon, I think, for that. Our focus has been on relief, but no, certainly that will be in the frame when people do, you know, seek to rebuild. They'll be looking at the latest technologies for fire resistance. That would be front of their mind, I imagine.
Mm. And how can listeners help people affected by these bushfires?
Well, look, I think they can understand that the best thing they can do is come and visit us, take up the accommodation. It's still easy to get here, so, you know, the buses don't access the road this way, so we missed out on bus trade, but certainly listeners can contact Ayrshire and they'll be passed on to a relief. Some money could be used, donated. I'm not sure exactly how that's being set up yet, so I'd ask the listeners to be patient and just have a look to see what's available to, you know, to help. But certainly the best help would be to try and don't interrupt your holiday plans. Come down here. The section between Apollo Bay and Lorne is shut, so that's the section of road that's shut.
Yep.
It's a magnificent piece of road, but it doesn't stop people from looking from Apollo Bay to Warrnambool and from Lorne back through to Anglesey and the Surf Coast at Torquay. So,
and
no danger there. Just like a standard summer period, you know, you have to be aware about fires, but no more than any other time of the year.
And how's the weather looking over the next little while?
Well, this morning it's about 14 degrees here. Cool, no wind, just a beautiful morning down here.
So good weather for recovery efforts, in other words.
Yep, absolutely. Prime weather for, you know, blacking out and you know, re-burning out the last bits, hopefully. There's still a fair bit of fire active, I understand. I couldn't give a status report, I don't really know. So everybody's doing their best to get it under control before the next burst of hot weather. That's the trick.
And is there any hot weather on the horizon? Do you have any concerns?
It could be about next Thursday. So everybody's throwing everything at it to make it safe before that happens.
Well, best of luck. Thank you for your time this morning.
Yeah, good. Good to talk to you. Bye now.
Bye. Frank Buchanan is the mayor of Colac Otway Shire, which covers the fire-affected towns of Wye River and Separation Creek in southwest Victoria. Listeners seeking up-to-date information on the bushfire situation should visit emergency.vic.gov.au or tune in to local radio.